Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
And I said it before, and I'll say it again, I am committed to having this be my best year ever, and my commitment to all of you great fans, great listeners, that it's your best year ever as well. We always have fantastic guests, great life lessons, incredible opportunities, so rejoice with us and tune us on, tune in, and tune up with the best of the best every day on Joyce Barry and Friends. You do not want to miss any of our special shows. Each show is in our archives. You need only log in to blogtalkradio.com/Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on the left side of the homepage. You can play and download any of our shows. You will want to share these inspiring messages with your friends, family, and contacts. Keep up with us. Don't miss any of the shows. Always informative, inspiring, and motivational, and today is no exception. Folks, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can become a Joyce Barry subscriber on Facebook. Follow us through Blog Talk Radio by clicking follow on the homepage right below my picture, and right below that, you can message me as well. The official website is joycebarry.com. We love hearing from you about the show. Any comments, suggestions, always open to what it is our listeners have to say. We want to hear from you, and we want to give you the kind of show that'll make it worth your while to listen each and every day. So without further ado, folks, let's have your wake-up call.
Here is success coach Joyce Barry with a wake-up call.
A call for riches coming my way, today and each and every day. A call for opportunities here and now, incredible ways to make money, wow. A call for good health, a mind and body that's sound, because of the amazing healthy products I found. A call to the Lord to make my dreams come true. Just give me the wisdom to know what to do. And folks, if you know what to do, just do it. If not now, when? So here I am in sunny Florida, also rainy Florida. Every day, folks, the sun is beaming down so intensely you won't believe it. And it's always, and I mean always, followed by strong gusts of rain. So every day we can expect a tidal wave of rain. Every day we can expect extremely hot sun. So bless you, the air conditioning units all over Florida. We certainly need that. At any rate, here in the Coach's Corner, I've chosen something by my favorite author of all time. This author is so incredible, so diversified, no author even comes close. My all-time favorite, Anonymous. And it's called Time and Friends. Imagine there is a bank that credits your account every morning with $86,400. It carries over no balance from day to day. Every evening deletes whatever part of the balance you failed to use during the day. What would you do? Draw out all of it, of course. Each of us has such a bank. Its name is Time. Every morning, it credits you with 86,400 seconds. Every night, it writes off as lost whatever of this, you have failed to invest to good purpose. It carries over no balance. It allows no overdraft. Each day it opens a new account for you. Each night it burns the remains of the day. If you fail to use the day's deposits, the loss is yours. There is no going back. There is no drawing against the tomorrow. You must live in the present on today's deposits. Invest it so as to get from it the utmost in health, happiness, and success. The clock is running. Make the most of it today. To realize the value of 1 year, ask a student who failed a grade. To realize the value of 1 month, ask a mother who gave birth to a premature baby. To realize the value of 1 week, ask the editor of a weekly newspaper. To realize the value of 1 hour, ask the lovers who are waiting to meet. To realize the value of 1 minute, ask a person who missed the train. To realize the value of 1 second, ask a person who just avoided an accident. To realize the value of 1 millisecond, ask the person who won a silver medal in the Olympics. Treasure every moment that you have, and treasure it more because you shared it with someone special, special enough to spend your time. And remember that time waits for no one. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, today is a gift, and that is why it's called the present. Dr. Denise Nadler, what did you think of my favorite author of all time, Anonymous, and his rendition of Time and Friends?
I think Anonymous did an awesome job of really teaching us the value of time and using so many beautiful examples to really hone it in on the value of every single second or millisecond of life.
Yeah, I love that. I just thought that was so special because I haven't seen anything that drives home the point of the value of time as does that one. Forgive me, folks, if I reference Anonymous as his thing. It could very well be her thing, but that's whatever you choose to see Anonymous as. Okay, folks, first let me start by wishing you a very happy and delightful Columbus Day. And as I'm sure you know, in the U.S., it is the celebration of the day Columbus first arrived in the Americas on October 12, 42. Let's celebrate today with Dr. Denise Nadler, an incredible chiropractor, a trainer, a life coach, a mentor, a singer extraordinaire under the name of Ariana. All those things and so much more. Happy Columbus Day, Dr. Denise, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Joyce. It's a lovely day here in the northeast of the United States where we have sunshine, and I know you have sunshine down there in Florida.
Oh, my God. Sunshine is an understatement. Beaming hot sun. But I'm getting used to it. Back to you.
Well, today, being Columbus Day, I thought that we might gear our topic to learning a little bit about who he is. And the title of today's show is Live Your Dreams. Three valuable lessons we can learn from Christopher Columbus's journey to the New World and use to create a more empowered, prosperous, and fulfilling life. As the classroom rhyme goes, Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492 or something like that and discovered America. But there is more to the story of the explorer that we celebrate with this federal holiday on the second Monday of every October. In my research for the show, I was reminded that while there is a great deal of controversy around Christopher Columbus, including whether or not he actually discovered the New World, which is known as the United States today, but I'm not going to focus on those. Rather, I want to share a bit about him and his life and what we can put our attention on so that we can extract from that the concept of living our dreams to create more and using what he did to create a more empowered, prosperous, and fulfilling life. Columbus's trip, or his many trips, was during a time that was called the Age of Exploration or the Age of Discovery. There were an enormous amount of transformations occurring, and he certainly played an important role. The Age of Discovery officially began in the early 15th century and lasted until the 17th century. The period is characterized as a time when Europeans began exploring the world by sea in search of trading partners, new goods, and new trade routes. In addition, some explorers set sail to simply learn more about the world. Whatever their reasons, though, the information gained during the Age of Exploration significantly helped in the advancement of geographic knowledge. Now, Christopher Columbus made four documented journeys during this time, and these voyages started as an attempt to find a trade route to Asia by sailing west. Instead, he reached what is now known as the United States of America in 1492. And he shared this information about the newly found land with Spain and ultimately the rest of Europe. Now, a little history about the man himself. We call him Christopher Columbus, but it's been said that he was, because he was born in Italy, or it was called Genoa, his name is probably Cristoforo Colombo, or if he was in fact Spanish, or from the Spanish perspective, he would be called Cristobal Colón. There's little known about his childhood, but it's apparent that he was very well educated because he was able to speak several languages, and he had a lot of knowledge about literature. But the one thing that I found that was interesting is that he studied the works of Ptolemy, and Ptolemy was a scholar on astronomy and geometry. He also focused on astrology and geography. And geography he had 8 volumes of geography. And the reason why this is interesting is because he was the one who founded latitude and longitude, or he invented it, if you will, which was a grid system about maps. And why this is important is because Ptolemy had made an incredible error in his perspective of measuring and gave the impression that there was a lot less of a distance for Columbus to travel in order for him to reach his intended Asia. So now, this influenced, of course, he erroneously assumed there was a short circumference of the Earth. Now, what a lot of people think is during this time that the common knowledge was that the Earth was flat, but that had already been decided way before that point. That wasn't what people were concerned with. What they were concerned about was that Columbus thought that he could reach Asia, and he probably was underestimating, which he was, how far away Asia was if he traveled west, leaving from Europe. Now, the ultimate objective for him was to be able to find a new way to create trade and opportunities with the Orient. And so he was really focused on making this happen. In fact, it was 1485 that he presented his plans. It took him years and years of going from to different countries, talking to different kings and different leaders, asking to be able to make this trip again and again and again. And he did not give up. And he took his ideas from place to place to place until finally he had success 7 years later in the Spanish court, who gave him his 3 boats so that he could set sail to go on his very first venture. Which brings me to lesson number 3 of the 3 top valuable lessons we can learn from Christopher Columbus's journey, and how we can use them to create a more empowered, prosperous, and fulfilling life. Lesson number 3, believe in yourself about what you are meant to do. And this is so important because, you know, if we have big dreams, it's going to take a high level of belief in ourselves to make those dreams come true. In fact, sometimes and often, especially in the beginning of any venture that is unknown or unfamiliar, there's going to be other people thinking, you can't do this. And with Christopher Columbus's perspective, he had a lot of objections. And yet he just kept hanging in there. And it was really important to have a belief in himself. And it's important to have a belief in ourselves, even when we have no proof that we're right. And no proof that our plan will even work. Having certainty of our plans and believing in ourselves at times may be all we have to go on to get through. Still, while there may be others who rally around you saying that you can do it, if you don't really truly believe in yourself, no other person cheering you on can ensure your success. Ultimately, it is up to you to believe in your dreams. I remember when I decided that I wanted to go to chiropractic college. You know, my parents were very supportive of this decision, but ultimately, I was the one who was going to have to invest in my education to come up with the money to be able to go to this 5-year accelerated program, which equaled out to something like $70,000 in student loans that I was going to have to pay back. Now, if I didn't believe in myself and believe in what I was doing, there is no way I could have taken that responsibility on. But in doing so, it made me much more committed, more responsible, more aware of what I was capable of, more determined, and more dedicated to being successful. So that when I came out of school, I would start a house call practice because all I had was $1,000 to start a business and ultimately turn that into a 6-figure business. With belief in yourself comes a sense of self-esteem to do what it takes to travel the distance and to pay whatever it takes to manifest your dreams. Determination and certainty also bring self-confidence that you have to have in order to make your dreams come true. When a person possesses determination and certainty and the self-esteem and the self-confidence that goes along with it, they exude a certain charisma that gets other people's attention. And that can get other people on board with their plans. But it starts with believing in yourself. So,
you shared something that was very, very profound. You didn't just say believe in yourself for what you're doing or will doing or want to be doing. You said believe in yourself for what you are meant to do. I know what I was meant to do. I know you know what you were meant to do, and we'll share that. But what do you want to say to our listeners who say, I have no idea what I was meant to do? How would you address that?
Well, I think that my belief is we all have evidence in our life of what we are meant to do. And that in order to even ask the question, there's a part within each person that actually knows, but because of either society, familial, community, where we happen to live in the world, how our circumstances were, our beliefs about who we are can literally cloud us so much that we don't see it. However, upon investigation, what I have found is that if you learn how to ask questions of yourself, you know, what did I love to do as a child? What was I really good at as a child? Where did I shine? Where could time get just go by and I didn't even notice it? You know, what are my special skills? What do people acknowledge me for? Where have people asked me for my contributions? If you look, if you ask these types of questions to yourself, then you start to realize there's been a theme throughout your life. There's a thread that is actually tied into the essence of who you are. How you express it in the world is unique to you. But you can find the thread, whether it is to be a teacher, a writer, a healer, a helper, a networker, someone who is great with machines or with creating technology. Whatever it is, there are threads if we ask the questions, but often that's covered over in part because of how we've taught ourselves to believe who we are and what we're capable of. I still
believe.
That is
so true. You absolutely nailed it. And I just want to add to that, you feel it in your gut. You just know. It's like everything that I do, everything I do now, everything I've done led me to do what I'm doing, which is this show, to be a communicator, whether it's this show or another show that'll come along or whatever it is. I know that what I was meant to do was to communicate a message to make a difference in the world one person at a time, to make that profound difference. That's why this show is all about motivation, inspiration, and an education, and having guests like Dr. Denise so we can contribute to all of you. Before we move further, while we're referencing the show and that which I was meant to do, I want you to hear from Beverly Nadler, also known as Dr. Denise's mom, also known as the guest every Thursday on Here's to Your Health Thursday. Here's what she has to say about this show.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Yay! So I know beyond any shadow of a doubt this is what I was meant to do. And the other part of that that's intrinsic is that is my life coaching. I love coaching people. I do it in a big way, you know, via the internet, and it's a worldwide show. And also my many clients, whether it's one-on-one or going into a company, and we're doing a whole show on that tomorrow, the power and wisdom of having a coach. And I will have on there my special guest, Beverly Nadler, who is a reprogramming coach, and we will share the distinctions between a reprogramming coach and a success coach, and that will be tomorrow. And if there is anyone that is living her dream that I know that's doing exactly what she was meant to do, it was Dr. Denise's mom, my best friend, Beverly Nadler, on the show tomorrow, all about coaching. Back to you, Dr. Denise. I know you're an extraordinary coach as well for whatever it is that you teach and what you believe in.
Well, thank you. And I love the question about people for people who don't believe that they actually know what their purpose is or why they're here, or they're not really sure what to believe in and what to dream about. And I hope that some of those questions they find useful. And, in fact, that is one of the ways that I work with clients, is to help elicit in them the recognition of who they are and to really connect to knowing that they've been connected to who they are all along. They just haven't had it in their current awareness. So when I was creating this talk, you know, I really looked at, well, how do we get to believe in our dreams? And as opposed to the question that you asked is, well, what happens if we don't know why we're here to have the dreams to believe in the first place? So I really appreciate that you asked that question. And I'd like to just explore, you know, how do we get to believe in our dreams? You know, some studies say that beliefs about ourselves and what we're capable of, who we can be and become, are formulated as early as the age of 5. That means that for some of us, the beliefs that we have about whether or not we can do something, as well as the beliefs that we have that we cannot do something, are already ingrained in us by the time we make a plan about dreams that we intend to live. Now, some beliefs are inherent within us as supportive, and some aren't. And it's important to know that we can have something inherently inside of us that is supportive. For example, I was given my first lead role in a musical play when I was 6. I opened the show with a song, and while I remember being a little nervous, I don't remember doubting that I could do it. Somehow I just believed that I could. And that was inherent within, inside of me. And when I was in my 20s, and I was at a training program where the highlight of the program, you had to walk across 1,800 degrees of hot coals for 10 feet. You know, there's no reason why I should have believed that I could do it, but I did. And I did it without having any injuries. But when I was studying language in seventh grade, I just couldn't get the knack of speaking and writing in another language. I struggled through the classes for 2 years. Somehow I squeaked by, and I got a passing grade. But I couldn't convince myself that I could learn another language well. And to this day, even though while I'm in each country that I teach where the first language isn't English, I do try to learn a little bit of the language. You know, I have one language that I can speak, and it's English. And also, when I started my career as a chiropractor, I became part of what's a very large professional training seminar program, and the majority of the leadership was male. I used to wear business suits with ties. I don't know what made me believe that it was important for me to kind of look like a man or dress like a man in order for me to fit in. And it took me a long time before I was able to bring my femininity into my professional life. So, you know, some of our beliefs, it's difficult to know where they come from or why we have them. But it's what the first step is to become aware, that if we have a dream and we're not seeing what we want or we feel like we're running into challenges, then it's really important to ask ourselves the questions to discover, you know, what do we believe? And to know, of course, how to shift those restrictive beliefs to supportive ones. It takes self-awareness. It takes self-discovery. And, of course, it takes having the right tools and coaches and mentors to allow us to align ourselves with believing that we can live our dreams. And then our life will demonstrate back to us what we desire and what we deserve.
You know, I just want to share right here, letting people know if one of your dreams is that you want to look and feel like a star, we actually have a way you can do that. So listen up.
Have you ever wondered what they put in those fabulous gift baskets that are given to all the stars at those exciting red carpet events like the Oscars, Grammys, and MTV Awards? They're healthy and organic spa products that enhance the health and wellness of your hair, skin, and body. Healthy and organic. They're extraordinary and safe for everyone. Best of all, they're 100% chemical-free. Did you know that every day, the average adult uses many products that contain harmful chemicals? Most of which have been proven to be directly linked to the most serious health problems. So, go green, go organic, get healthy, and live like a star. Go online and check out healthyandorganic.net to see the full array of spa products that you can buy right now. Healthyandorganic.net is an internationally recognized leader in the health and wellness industry, offering unique organic products that'll have you and your family looking good and feeling great, just like all the stars. That's healthyandorganic.net, keeping you healthy the organic way, the way of the stars.
So there you go, folks, the way of the stars, healthyandorganic.net. Back to you, Dr. Denise.
So it's awesome when you can look and feel great. It's also awesome when you can really believe in yourself. And so what you can do is to really start asking, really ask yourself, just be truthful and be honest. You know, do you believe that you deserve to have your dreams? Do you believe that you can have what you want? And then get specific about what your self-doubts are. And from there, find the right techniques, the tools, the coaches, the healers, the mentors that can help you to remove self-sabotage and enhance your self-esteem so that you believe that and you have the certainty that you can, in fact, live your dreams. Now, tomorrow there is a show on working with a coach. And you can also find out more about how I can help you with removing self-sabotage. If you go to my website, it's www.healingintegrations.com. And the fifth tab, number five, down on the left-hand side, will bring you to a page about tools and techniques that could help with removing self-sabotage and identifying beliefs so that you can remove those beliefs and get to the point where you can believe in yourself and believe in your dreams to make your dreams come true.
And that is healingintegrations.com. And for those of you that are not that proficient in spelling, Healing Integrations is I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-I-O-N-S. healingintegrations.com. Back to you.
Yes, and in fact, if I knew that I would be verbally saying the name years ago when I came up with this name, I might have chosen a different one. But the fact is, if anybody does a search for my name online, Dr. Denise Nadler, N-A-D-L-E-R, it does come up to my website because the site's been up. You could come to any one of a myriad of pages that's connected to my website, healingintegrations.com. But thank you for that.
Yeah, that's funny that if you knew then what you knew now, you would have had a simpler name that we wouldn't have to spell.
Yes,
people that are spelling challenged.
It's true, and also you don't necessarily hear the S. And this is what I do with a lot of my the people who I mentor and coach, is I tell them, if I knew then what I know now that I'm teaching you, I would have saved a lot of time, energy, and effort. So that's why it's helpful for the listeners to work with coaches and mentors who have been down the road that they would love to travel down, because they can teach you what they learned, and now you don't, and then you get to avoid some of those pitfalls.
Right on, absolutely. Been there, done that, and now we try to impart all that wisdom to you. Back to you.
Indeed. So this brings us to an opportunity for what? The number two valuable lesson we can learn from Christopher Columbus's journey to the New World, so that we can use it to create a more empowered, prosperous, and fulfilling life. The number two is having the courage and resiliency to make your dreams come true. There's a well-known expression, if at first you don't succeed, try again. Throughout history, great leaders have shown that it is indeed the willingness to go the extra mile, to hang in there, even when you don't seem to be obtaining your desired outcome, to push forward, even when wildly opposed, that moves them to the head of the pack and to their position of leadership. You know, it's a simple fact. Great leaders have opposition, critics, and non-believers. Great plans run into snags, challenges, and setbacks. If you don't have the resiliency to push forward until you accomplish your dreams, gain supporters, and if you don't have the courage of your conviction to stay the course, even when others tell you to stop trying, you should just give up. You likely will never succeed, and you won't live your dreams. You know, as Ralph Waldo Emerson said, whatever you do, you need courage. Whatever course you decide upon, there's always someone to tell you that you are wrong. There are always difficulties arising to tempt you to believe your critics are right. But it takes brave men and women to go and transcend them. You know, it has been said that at first, new ideas are opposed, and sometimes violently opposed. Then they get ridiculed. But eventually, if the new ideas come into fruition and the leaders continue to hold the course and are resilient and have the courage to make those ideas accepted, like the earth was not flat, for example, and in fact, the sun was not revolving around the earth. People were willing to actually go up against violent opposition, and some even lost their lives for what they believed in. They had the courage and the resiliency to keep standing their ground. And eventually, what they believed in, what they fought for, what they had the courage and resiliency to stand up to, did become accepted. And even the greatest opposers often become the greatest supporters. However, for those who don't have the resiliency to keep going and the courage to stay focused on what they want, often, and oh too often, they give up and fall short of their desired outcomes and never get to realize the dreams that are in their hearts. Orison Sweet Marden, I don't know who that is, but I liked his quote. Success is not measured by what you accomplish, but by the opposition you have encountered and the courage with which you have maintained the struggle against overwhelming odds. Arnold Palmer, the great golfer, said, I've always made a total effort, even when the odds seemed entirely against me. I never quit trying. I never felt that I didn't have a chance to win. For years, Columbus proposed his plans, going from king to king to king, but he was turned down each time until finally in 1492 they agreed. And they gave him 3 ships. He had 104 men. Even though he didn't get to India, which was his ultimate objective, he did find the New World. And on his next voyage, he had over 1,200 men and 17 ships to sail. So he didn't reach his ultimate objective, but in the interim, he found many new lands and riches and opened up people's hearts and minds to the possibility of what existed on a ship ride across the sea. So it's important to hold on to being willing to stand fast with your courage and your resiliency. How do you find the courage when you don't think you have it? How do you continue to go after your dreams, even when you may not be getting the results that you want? Well, sometimes it takes sitting back and asking the people who are in your life what your strengths are so that you can get refocused on where you have the power and the energy to keep going. Ask others sometimes who know you when you feel like you're beaten to assist you in bringing yourself up. Open yourself to the possibility that even in moments when you don't feel like you can continue on, that there is a reason to keep going. Surround yourself with people who can support you, who believe in you, who can encourage you, and who can guide you. Because if you have a dream in your heart, you deserve to have it come true. And challenges along the way are there to help you grow, to help you gain a stronger internal desire to go for what you want and to make it happen. If there's no challenge when a tree is growing, then the roots will not be strong. The tree gets weather and animals and all sorts of things to kind of push it around so that the roots get more solid and deeper into the ground. We all need challenge in order for us to grow, and challenge is part of the journey. But it's not there to tell us to stop. It's there to encourage us. It's there to help us to be aware of what we hadn't seen before. It's there to revise our plan, and it's there to bring out in us the strength, the courage, and the resiliency to go after our dreams.
Wow, that is really very, very powerful input. Very, very powerful. Folks, I hope you're listening to the show. If you're taking notes, you put them in a pad in your drawer. You'll have the smartest drawer in the apartment or office. It's about heeding these wise words and going into action. And once again, I want to say, if one of your dreams is to look and feel like a star, and that's your dream, here's how we can help you with that.
Would you like to look like a celebrity? Well, the word is out. You can. Enjoy amazing, healthy, organic, 100% chemical-free products that are used and loved by celebrities and the rich and famous all over the world. Go online and check out healthyandorganic.net. You'll see all the fabulous healthy and organic products that you can buy right now. Best of all, these great products are all affordable, so you cannot afford to be without them. Go online and check out healthyandorganic.net. It's awesome.
And our awesome guest today, Dr. Denise Nadler, that is with us, is so versed in so many matters of health and spirituality and all kinds of things. Dr. Denise, what are some of your specialties? Why don't you talk about that and once again tell people how to connect with you?
Thank you. Well, I started out as a chiropractor, but I very quickly realized that the foundation of chiropractic is ultimately to connect us to who we really are by removing interference on the physical in the physical body. And the interference that happens in the physical body can be by physical means, mental or emotional means, as well as chemical means and the way that we think. And so that got me involved with really wanting to understand the mind, body, and spiritual connection. And right now, I'm more known for being a mind-body reintegration specialist. which I specifically do is assist people in identifying their authentic self, in connecting to who they truly are, why they're here, and being able to remove any of the blocks that stand in the way of living their truly inspired life. And if they have a desire to go after a dream, to know that they have it within themselves to be able to do it. So I do a lot of one-on-one work. I have clients all around the world right now in 14 different countries. I work on Skype. But I also teach, and I've had the opportunity to teach so far in 11 countries, which the teaching is directly connected to awakening, to being to living the life that fulfills you, that calls you, that you're here to live, and removing anything that stands in the way and getting clear about what the vision and mission for why you're here is, and being able to take it step by step so that you become who you're meant to be. The way to get in touch with me or learn more about what I do is to go to that great website with the great name, www.healingintegrations.com. That's Healing Integrations with an S. Or you can just, like we said before, you can certainly do a Google on my name, Dr. Denise Nadler, and that will bring you to my website. And you can also find me on Facebook. I do, from time to time, put some inspirational concepts or some teaching information up on my Facebook page, and that's Dr. Denise, which is one word because they wouldn't allow me to make it separate. So Dr. Denise Nadler, and you can Facebook me, and I can share some of further knowledge and share that with you through Facebook if you like.
And folks, given her expertise, her knowledge, her savvy, is it any wonder that I invited Dr. Denise to be a regular on our show? So she will be with us mid-month. I can give you exact dates in November. It's Tuesday, November 13. You want to jot that down if you follow Denise. You want to hear that show. And then December 13. Sorry, that's her mom, December 13. That's Here's Your Health Thursday. Dr. Denise on the 11th, December 11th. So that week we'll get two Nadlers for the price of one. So you don't want to miss her shows. And she is the only one that I've invited as a monthly regular. So just so you know that. And her mom is the only one that is a weekly regular. So kudos to the Nadler family. Back to you, Dr. Denise.
And thank you, Joyce. Appreciate that. So we have come now, we are doing the topic and the title of Live Your Dreams, three top valuable lessons we can learn from Christopher Columbus's journey to the New World and use to create a more empowered, prosperous, and fulfilling life. And this title came about as the recognition that today is a national holiday. It's been celebrated on the second Monday of October for over 100 years. Because it is designed to be a celebration of the fact that there was an age of discovery and it brought massive transformation. And this particular man, he may not have been the first to actually find this new land. Of course, people were living here, and in fact, a Viking said Leif Erikson is said to have also found the land. But he is the first to actually attempt to create trade and bring other people here and be a part of this new land. So that is why it's celebrated, because he created, like the internet of our day today does, he created a global connection, a global economy, and global relationships that expanded beyond just the continent of where we live. Nowadays, we use the internet to reach across the land. Back then, you had to have the willingness, the courage, the belief, and the resiliency to get on a ship to find new land, to create this global internet that we now have today of relationships and working together. So with that said, we come to the number one valuable lesson we can learn from Christopher Columbus. And the number one valuable lesson is to have a big vision for living your dreams. Big vision. Columbus was driven by the vision to make it to India. And he was willing to do whatever it took to make that dream come true. And as I said before, he never gave up. But he also never made it there. However, some say he very nearly convinced himself that he had reached India, which is why he called the natives of the New World, living in what is now known as the United States, Indians. But ultimately, he was a leader who helped to expand many people's possibility thinking of exploring the seas and discovering new lands, opening up to trading and populating. In exchange, he was rewarded, and he is remembered. Now, Helen Keller said that the only thing worse than being blind is having sight, but no vision. James Allen said the greatest achievement was at first and for a time a dream. The oak sleeps in the acorn, the bird waits in the egg, and in the highest vision of the soul, a waking angel stirs. Dreams are the seedlings of reality. Woodrow Wilson said, "You are not here merely to make a living. You are here in order to enable the world to live more amply with greater vision, with a finer spirit of hope and achievement. You are here to enrich the world. And you impoverish yourself if you forget the errand." And finally, one of my favorites from Carl Jung, "Your vision will become clear only when you can look into your own heart. Who looks outside dreams. Who looks inside awakes." So what does it mean to have a big vision? Well, vision, when it's defined as a noun, it means to have the faculty or state of being able to see. As a verb, it means imagine. A person is called a visionary when they have the ability to see and imagine. Vision is generally about where you are going. So I will offer to you a practice that can activate and empower your vision and increase the probability that you will bring your vision and your dreams to manifest. The more present you can be with a vision for your life, the higher probability you have to bring it to manifest. In other words, the more your vision to live your dreams feels real to you in the now, the more likely you will do whatever it takes. You will go to the right places. You will ask the right questions. You will attract the right people. Take the right actions which will make that vision real for you in your life. I encourage a daily action of creating the vision in your mind of what you would love to be, what you would love to do, and what you would love to have in your life. It has been said that most people cannot hold their vision in their mind without any other thoughts for even 10 seconds. So if you can, you're part of an elite group who is surely on track to live their dreams. So remember, vision fills us with possibility and direction. Vision inspires our life. Vision drives us to do what it takes. Vision expands our ability to believe in what we are capable of, and vision pushes us to never give up. Having a clear vision of where you are going is a powerful component to living your dreams. And when you have a clear vision, you too can live your dreams. So from Columbus, the top three lessons to add into your daily actions, to consider in your daily life, is to first be willing to ask yourself, do I believe? Do I believe in myself? Do I believe that I have a purpose? Do I believe in my dreams? Do I believe that I can create what it is that I desire for myself? And any hesitation, any doubt, you find out what those beliefs are that tell you otherwise and learn how to transform those beliefs that interfere into support that guides you along the way. Secondly, remember that it takes courage and resiliency, that anything that stands in your way is not there to tell you no. It's there to help build your strength for the road ahead. It's there to help you revise and revitalize your plan. It's there for you to tap into strength that maybe has been laying dormant inside of you. It's there to get you to ask questions. It's there to be willing to work with others. It's there to have the courage to know what your limitation right now might be, so that you can join forces with others to create, manifest, and grow what it is that you desire to grow. It takes courage and resiliency to make your dreams come true, and the willingness to come up against any challenge and find a way to move through that challenge. And finally, to have a big vision, to hold fast to seeing and knowing that what you see in your mind's eye, you are capable of creating and bringing in to manifest. It's the willingness to imagine a possibility of where you could be and what you can do. And it's taking that vision on a regular basis and getting present with it, feeling it, sensing it, and knowing that this is a part of who you are, that you would not be given this vision, this dream, if you didn't have inside of you the ability to make it real. And so each day, when you begin your day, you can look for the vision, expand your imagination, connect deeply to where you are going. And one day, you will wake up and you will see the manifestation of your deepest desires and your deepest dreams right there in your life as your reality.
Awesome. Now, what a life lesson that is, folks. I hope you appreciate it. I took notes. I always do when Dr. Denise is on the show, because she always, always, always delivers a knockout punch. Really, really great job. And folks, you know, let me say again, have a fantastic day today. Enjoy it. It's a legal holiday. And while we're on holidays, I'm sure all of you are cognizant of the fact that Halloween is just around the corner. The last day of the month, we're celebrating Halloween with Kirk Fitzpatrick. He is the most fun person I know, the most talented person I know. In fact, he's named most talented in the Joyce Barry and Friends All-Star Mash. So let us be a little early at wishing you a happy Halloween as well.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
She'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
She'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
You can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
She'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Wow. Wow.
Happy Halloween from Joyce
wow.
Barry and Friends.
Wow.
Folks, that was totally unsolicited. It was sent to me as a surprise by Kurt Fitzpatrick, our most talented guest of all time. He's a master at improvisation, impersonation, singing, you name it, and this man is talented. He goes around the country producing and starring in his own one-man shows, and I just loved it and decided to share it with you all of October, leading right up to his great show on Halloween. Final words from you, Dr. Denise, and then we're going to end with a song called Dreams Don't Die, by Dr. Denise, also known as Ariana. Go ahead.
Thank you, Joyce. Well, on this day, which for many people in the United States is a national holiday, it's a great opportunity to look at where you're going and what your dreams are. And for those of you who are around the globe, or if you're listening to this on a day that's not a national holiday, I would encourage you over the next few days, even if you have a plan, even if you have your vision written down, even if you know what your dreams are and you've mapped them out, take some time to read through them again and ask yourself, has my vision expanded further? Is there something that I can imagine that I would love to create beyond that? And write those out and give yourself the opportunity to open up new doorways to where you're going to live in your dreams. Ask yourself if there's any beliefs in the way and find the tools and the techniques to help you push through those beliefs, to transform them into inspiring energy that gives you the courage and the resiliency to live the life that you were meant to live. Take the time in your life, plan it now, schedule it, because many times we say we're going to do something, but we don't often get to it unless it's prioritized. So make a plan for you to take time out to be present so that you can and will live your dreams.
And thank you so much, Dr. Denise. And what better way to end the show with an original song by Dr. Denise, also known as Ariana. It is really incredible. I love it. Want to share it with you. Dreams Don't Die.
Wearing her pink tutu with such pride, keeping perfect timing with the dance inside. Too soon it's over, she takes her bow, but she'll get back on that stage again somehow. She tries out for the class play, sometimes gets the lead, studies voice, has no choice, she's trying to succeed. Once a dream is born inside, it has a life of its own. A tiny seed is a mighty tree when it has grown. Dreams don't die, so the years go by. They live forever in your heart. You will never get there.